This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of bodies lie buried in rubble in Gaza. Families dig to retrieve them, often by hand.
The wreckage goes on for block after devastated block. The smell is sickening. Every day, hundreds of people claw through tons of rubble with shovels and iron bars and with their bare hands. They're looking for the bodies of their children, their parents, their neighbours. All of them are killed in Israeli missile strikes. The corpses are there, somewhere in the endless acres of destruction. More than 5 weeks into Israel's war with Hamas, some streets are now more like graveyards. Officials in Gaza say they don't have the equipment, manpower or fuel to search properly for the living, let alone the dead. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The World Health Organization said Friday it was very worried about the spread of disease in Gaza, as weeks of Israeli bombardments have led to population crowding in the shelters with scarce food.
We are extremely concerned as well about the spread of diseases. Rainy season, winter arrived, overcrowding in the shelter, the UNRWA shelters, but all the makeshift shelters as well, lack of water and sanitation, etc.
Richard Pieperkorn, WHO representative in the occupied Palestinian territory. WHO has previously warned of worrying trends in the spread of disease in Gaza, where bombardments and a ground offensive have disrupted the health system, access to clean water, and caused people to crowd into shelters. The UN top court has issued an order for Azerbaijan to ensure that people can safely leave, return to, or remain in Nagorno-Karabakh. Following the Azerbaijani military's retaking of the separatist region in September, Armenia asked the International Court of Justice to order so-called provisional measures. This is VOA News. A judge has ruled that Donald Trump can stay on the ballot in the state of Colorado.
A Colorado judge has found that former President Donald Trump engaged in insurrection related to the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol, but rejected an effort to keep him off the state's primary ballot because it's unclear whether a Civil War-era constitutional amendment applies to the presidency. The ruling Friday by District Judge Sarah B. Wallace rejected the attempt to bar the former president under a part of the Constitution's 14th Amendment that prohibits someone from holding office who had, quote, engaged in insurrection or rebellion. Wallace's ruling was the third one this month against the 14th Amendment cases. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
The White House wants U.S. House Republicans to withdraw subpoenas targeting members of President Biden's family. Details from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer issued subpoenas to Biden's son Hunter and brother James as part of a GOP impeachment push.
For years, President Biden has lied to the American people about his knowledge of and participation in his family's corrupt business schemes.
In a four-page letter to Comer and Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan, a top White House attorney says the overzealous House GOP majority has misrepresented the facts and have ignored evidence destroying their claims. Republicans in the House have yet to provide evidence that directly implicates Joe Biden in any wrongdoing. Comer responded, saying the president and the White House are trying to obstruct their investigation at every turn and will continue to follow the facts to hold the president accountable. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden and Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador have pledged to work side by side to control illicit fentanyl trafficking into the U.S. and to manage a growing number of migrants traveling to the border between their nations. The two leaders were in San Francisco Friday for the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Conference. Biden's relationship with Lopez Obrador has at times been tense, but two were all smiles and compliments on Friday. Biden told Lopez Obrador, "I couldn't have had a better partner than you." The Mexican leader called Biden a good man and an extraordinary president. A powerful undersea earthquake has shaken the southern Philippines, causing ceilings and shopping malls to plunge into the ground as shoppers screamed. No tsunami warning is in effect, officials say. They're investigating a report of one death. U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 6.7 quake was located 16 miles from the Philippines.